News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel expressing deepest condolences over the deaths of seven aid workers killed by an airstrike in Gaza. The seven working for World Central Kitchen were delivering food to Palestinians when they were killed. The Israeli military's Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari vowing a thorough investigation of this tragedy of war.
We have been reviewing the incident in the highest levels to understand the circumstances of what happened and how it happened. We will be opening a probe to examine this serious incident further. This will help us reduce the risk of such an event from occurring again.
World Central Kitchen suspending its operations in Gaza. A high-ranking Iranian general among those killed by an airstrike on a diplomatic compound in Syria. Iran is blaming Israel and is also vowing speedy retaliation. A week since the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, and a temporary channel has been opened, allowing at least some vessels to get around the wreckage. It blocks the main channel that is the gateway to the port of Baltimore. In addition to clearing bridge debris, work is also underway to open more and deeper channels. Wicked springtime weather across parts of the Great Plains. Fierce dust storms stirring up big trouble on the roads near Midland, Texas the other day.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says the pileup along State Highway 349 involved as many as 30 vehicles when high winds blew dust that made visibility difficult. The National Weather Service had issued warnings about blowing dust and damaging winds for Monday afternoon.
And that's correspondent Donna Warder reporting. Looks like stocks heading for a lower open this morning on Wall Street. Stock futures deep in the red. The Dow futures down 286 points. NASDAQ futures off 157 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-355-4107 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-355-4107. That's 800-355-4107. What do you have to lose? Call 800-355-4107. Again.
This KMZQ News Flash powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell it better tomorrow. With Tropicana shutting its doors officially today, you won't have to wait long if you want a piece of that iconic hotel casino. Interested shoppers, you can buy almost anything from theater doors, the room furniture sets, flat screen TVs, other pieces of the resort. International content liquidations, selling items from the nearly 1,800-room hotel and the resort's pool and conference center, too. Now, you can see what's for sale by taking a video tour on the Liquidator's YouTube channel. Tropicana closes today, one day short of its 67th anniversary. The property also has a demolition date, kinda. Bally's Corporation officials, owners of that iconic hotel casino, say preliminary plans are to demolish Tropicana this fall, probably sometime in October. Before the demo, weeks of preparation will happen before the hotel casino does come down, followed by weeks of work to clear that property and ready it for the Oakland A's to begin construction on their 33,000-seat Major League Baseball ballpark, which is to be built on 9 of the 35 acres. Whether the demolition is an implosion or not, that's still being talked about. Bally's Corporation has plans to build a new resort next to the ballpark, calling it Bally's Las Vegas when it opens. Meanwhile, the A's are meeting with city officials in Oakland to talk about the team possibly staying in the city past the season when their lease ends. Oakland city officials reportedly proposing a five-year, $97 million extension of the team's lease with an opt-out after 3 years. Word is the team is interested in a two-year deal worth $17 million. A good reason for the A's to stay? $67 million a year that they get from NBC Sports California for broadcasting their games. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Clark County School District, it returns to school after a four-day absence, so we will see more cars on the road this morning, but so far not affecting travels as far as accidents go on the Valley Freeways. We are all clear. We have one, though, on Twain eastbound at Dean Martin Drive. That's under I-15 there, middle of the intersection, Twain eastbound at Dean Martin Drive. Sunny and nice today with light winds, a little bit warmer. Temperatures climbing to the mid-70s this afternoon. It's 56 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him foot.
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for Tuesday, April 2nd. Good to have you with us. My name is Kevin Wall. I'll be with you till 9 o'clock this morning. This, of course, a critical juncture. We've got primary elections coming up on June 11th. We've got November 5th, the general election. It is an important time for our state, for our country, and joining us now, very happy to have him in, Richard Frederick, a candidate for State Senate in District 5. And Richard, good to have you with us. Thanks so much for getting up with us.
Absolutely. Good to be with you, Kevin.
Tell me why you're running. Tell me why this race, why now?
I'm running because I believe we need to start putting career Americans instead of career politicians into office, and we need to get this country back to the way it used to be.
Let me ask you, as far as the campaign, do you have much of a primary? You have a busy primary, a small primary. What's going on in the race for Senate District 5?
Yeah, so we do have a primary. There's an incumbent who unfortunately didn't do the best for the people. And so it's been nonstop, everyday events, constant door knocking. Door knocking is one of my favorite parts because it's the opportunity to meet with the community and hear the issues. And so it's been a really busy campaign. It's just going to get busier as we move forward. But as you know, going into the primary, June 11th, we need to start putting the best candidates forward. And I feel that's what my attempt here is to do, is to put somebody who's better suited for the job than the current incumbent.
Richard, tell me, what are the issues that you hear about when you knock on doors? And I know you are prolific at knocking on doors and using a lot of shoe leather. Tell me what they're telling you.
Yes, I love knocking on doors. And most candidates, I heard getting into this, you're going to hate door knocking. I love it. And the issue coming up over and over again is public safety. The community is the open border, the people that are being let in this country, they're being bussed and flown around the entire country. Public safety is the number one issue. People don't feel safe. And I hear it over and over again, and I've really started to focus on that, especially when it comes to the issue of retail crime, which is a massive business. It's a $120 billion a year business. These operations are set up like legitimate LLCs and S corporations. The only difference is they're selling stolen goods.
Let me ask you, and this is a question I ask of every candidate for office, in particular in the legislative branch of government, and that is the whole issue of school choice. Are you a supporter of school choice, and is it something that we as a state need to take up and need to take up now?
Yeah, school choice is absolute necessity. That is also part of my platform. I'm looking at it this way. I'm going to get up into Carson City. Unfortunately, I don't believe, you know, we're going to even come close to being the majority. And so we have to really tackle what issues we can that have the best chance of us being able to get some bills passed. School choice, I think, is a necessity. It should be a bipartisan issue. Unfortunately, the Democrats have pushed back on it over and over again. And so I am 100% for school choice. I will be looking at figuring out how we can get something passed that benefits the kids. But I really do believe that at this point, public safety is the number one issue. And that translates into schools when it comes to having safer schools. We need to figure out how to start to corral this this public safety issue. And we can work our way out from there.
I know a lot of people say, well, it's just the primary on June 11th, the real action's going to be November 5th. But all that being said, why is it that this primary is so important?
Well, the primary is important because that's who's going to be running in November. We need to start putting our best candidates forward. Unfortunately, I don't see a lot of that. I see a lot of candidates. People are supporting candidates because they know them a long time, because they're friendly. They've lived in Nevada for 12 years. We have to start putting candidates forward who are best suited for the task at hand. It's very simple. And so making sure that the right candidates win the primary, those who are not only going to have the best chance of beating the Democrat in November, but when they do get up to Carson City, these are people who are qualified for the job at hand, which is going to be happening in Carson City. We're not doing that. We haven't done that, and the failed results speak for themselves. But unfortunately, we continue to do the same actions over and over again, and then when the failed results come back, we seem shocked as we scratch our heads.
Again, Richard Frederick joining us, a candidate for the State Senate District 5. Most people I know of can't tell me where they live as far as districts, congressional districts, assembly districts, state Senate districts. Where is Senate District 5?
Yeah, so Senate District 5 goes from down near Water Street, about a mile or so past Water Street, along the highway there. It goes all the way up to the Cactus Garden and the Chocolate Factory over to St. Rose Parkway. It's kind of a big, big square chunk that's been taken out of Henderson. Is where District 5, and it borders with District 20. So it's a beautiful area. I've been coming to Vegas for over 20 years, and every time I'd end up staying in Henderson. So I've been staying in District 5 for over two decades, which is a very cool story. But the sad truth is the Henderson of then is no longer the Henderson of now. It has changed dramatically. Development is a great thing, but when first responders can't keep pace with development, issues start to form, and we're seeing that.
I want to ask you about door knocking. You mentioned how you don't fear it, you embrace it, and you love it. What is it you hear from voters? Tell me what they're telling you.
So the voters, even though I'm running for state Senate, the first issue they come with when I ask them, what do you feel is affecting the area, affecting you and your family personally, they always mention the open border, all of them. And now, mind you, I've also, just to kind of get a feel for things, I've knocked on independent doors. I've knocked on Democrat voters' doors. And the issue is the same across the board, which is quite unique. So this is a problem that everyone sees. It is an obvious problem that we're dealing with. Every state is dealing with people being bussed in and flown in at 3 o'clock in the morning when no one's able to see it. And because of that, crime is skyrocketing. We see it here, especially when it comes to car theft. So the door knocking has really opened my eyes to seeing, well, are people concerned with certain issues? And although there is some concern there, at the end of it all, it comes back to their safety and their family's safety.
I want to ask you about voter integrity, because I think that is going to be paramount in this election, both the primary and the general election. Are you convinced, and you talk with voters each and every day, I'm becoming more and more convinced that we may not have a free and fair election. What do you think? Do you think we will ultimately get a free and fair election, whether it be in the primary June 11th or November 5th?
I hope so. I don't think we've ever had a fair election. I think we are just able to see more of what's been happening for quite some time. No different. You know, we have access to a lot of content these days. And I think we're starting to see the inner workings on how the sausage has been made. And it's been like that for a while. How do we change that? Let's just get back to pen and paper ballots. They do it in other countries and they find out their results the same night. We could do that. I don't like the electric voting machines. I don't like early voting, mail-in voting. I would love to just let's make Election Day a holiday, give everybody off. We have lots and lots of holidays that they give people off. Let's make Election Day a holiday and get people to go in and paper ballot. Let's count them that same night and let's get the results back. I think it's absolutely possible. But unfortunately, when you have people in power who like the current system because it benefits them, well, they're going to do all they can to make sure that things don't change.
I want to ask you about the Republican Party across the state, but in particular in Senate District 5. A lot of people have been critical that we're not going into this election cycle united as a party. What say you?
You nailed it, Kevin. And this is something coming from the background that I do. I build teams for projects, people who play their role. They do their job. And I equate a lot of things to sports because I believe they've got it. It works well. You bring in your position players and your goal is to ultimately win together. Everyone does what they need to do. And that's how it works. The Republican Party is a disaster right now. We're going into this primary. I understand competition. I'm very competitive. But the back and forth on social media, I know people hear it and see it. The name calling, the accusations, the childish behavior. The sad truth is this hurts the voter more than anyone. This is a problem. We need to put personal differences aside. We need to start working together. Working together as a winning team and figuring out what players we need to put in what position so that we can do the best we can for the community. Because at the rate we're going, if we don't change this attitude, we're going to continue to lose. And it's going to be the communities, it's going to be the state that are going to suffer. And this is, I've put it out there, let's work together. And there are others like me who see it and want to work together. But unfortunately, egos are just too big. And people refuse to let little personal differences go. And it's truly, it's affecting all of us in a very negative way. It needs to change.
Tell me why this election cycle is so very important here in the state of Nevada. The fact that we've got 75 vetoes that are kind of waiting in the wings. The Democrats would love to rescind those. Can you talk a little bit about what will be at stake, not just on June 11th, but on November 5th?
Yes, and the fact that we're looking at vetoes shows that our backs are up against the wall and the wall's on fire. How did we even get here that we're in this position? But it really is very simple. We need to make sure that we're united and we're doing everything we can to protect that veto at this point. That is why I'm doing this, because I believe that the incumbent will not win in November. I believe that, and I actually have data that shows that. So that is my ultimate goal. But once we do that, we need to start building back. This is a massive opportunity for Republicans. In this state, nationwide, this is a massive opportunity because of the failed Democrat Party over the past 3.5 years. We've seen failure after failure, and people are seeing it on all sides. If the Republicans can get their act together, this is a tremendous opportunity to start to take things back. Will that happen? I don't know. I really hope so, but I don't have a lot of faith.
Let me ask you, one of the things that you like to do is you have created a number of events to get people together. Can you talk a little bit about some of the current events that you have on your calendar?
Yes, absolutely. So I have a really nice event coming up on April 16th, which is a candidate town hall. There's going to be some congressional candidates, some city council candidates. Myself and the incumbent for state senate will be there. That's going to be at First Baptist Church on Atlantic Avenue in Henderson. A really good opportunity. I encourage everyone to come out, ask the questions, find out who these candidates are, what their background is, and how their experience is going to be pivotal up in Carson City. It really just comes down to sending the best people we can up to Carson City to get the job done. This is not about who you're friends with for a long time or who lived in Nevada for 15 years. This is simply about sending the best candidates we can and giving ourselves the best chance to start to get things back on track. And as I have events, I have a bunch of meet and greets coming up. I will post those on social media and let people know. But I do encourage everyone to get involved, start to go to these forums, these town halls. We had one at Cadence, which was a huge reception. It was great. We had some fantastic candidates come down, U.S. Senate candidates come down, and a lot of hard questions were asked, and that's what needs to happen. These candidates need their feet held to the fire, and the hard questions need to be asked. Nothing is off the table. Let's find out who we're sending to Carson City to represent us.
What is it your campaign needs? I know June 11th seems like a long ways away, but we've got early voting and we've got obviously November 5th coming up as well. Can you talk a little bit about what it is that your campaign needs right now today?
Yeah, I would say volunteers. I'm really hitting the door knocking hard. I'm doing a lot of it. I have some great volunteers right now, but I can always use more people who want to get involved. The weather is getting nice. It's beautiful to get out there and engage with your fellow neighbor. We used to know our neighbors 20 years ago. You knew everybody on the block. Today, no one talks. No one even waves at one another when they pass. So good opportunity to get out in your neighborhood, talk to your neighbors, find out what the issues are, maybe make some new friends, and get out and start to get involved in what I believe is going to be possibly one of the most important races of our current generation when it comes to putting this country in a position. We're falling apart right now, and this is the opportunity for Republicans to take. This is for them to lose. We win these seats, and we can make some positive change, which will in turn be beneficial for everybody across party lines.
Richard, how do people reach out to you? How do they find you?
Frederick4Nevada.com, and that's 4 F-O-R. They could reach out there on my website. I have my personal phone number there, my email. My social media is Frederick4NV, all social media. They could reach out there. Reach out to me. Find out how you can get involved as well. I'd love to introduce them to other candidates that I see that I believe have what it takes, who we need to get up in Carson City. We have to start sending businessmen and women to Carson City. That is the key. Nevada is a big business. And sending people there that understand negotiation, who have done it over and over again, that's going to be the key to us starting to pull back and get some positive things going here for the community.
Richard, so good to have you on. Thank you so much for getting up with us. And be careful out there, door knocking. It's a dangerous world we live in. Be careful, and we will talk again soon, I promise.
Absolutely. You have a great day, Kevin. Thank you.
Richard Frederick, candidate for the state senate, District 5, frederick4nevada.com. com. Stay with us. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We made it through April Fools, but it's no fooling you to say that we're only 7 months away from the actual voting time. We'll talk about that and more.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ. Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local for a Tuesday, April 2nd. We don't have to deal with the April Fool's Day jokes or any of that other stuff. We are done with that, and it's like, let's move on. We're going to talk coming up in our next segment about the blowback that has occurred at the White House relative to the trans.